any place for storing wood or tools?
Well, we had tool sheds.
We had tool sheds.
But the wood was just ricked up in cords, you know. We had tool sheds and what we call cow sheds for the cows and stalls for the horses.
Uh-huh.
And then we had hog pens with hog houses to keep them them out of the weather, even the dog houses. Everybody had a hound
dog,
you know.
Yeah. A hound dog.
Part of our living, coon hunt, you know.
I didn't think
so. Along with the sport we got out of it, well, we sold the coon hides and eat the coons, see?
Oh, you do?
I never cared for coon, but, I went to a coon dinner up at the rectory not long ago, and everybody just, man, they just having the time of their life, and me just forcing it down. I just didn't care for it at all.
I don't think I care for it either. It doesn't sound very good. What about to store corn? Where would you store the corn?
Crib.
How about store grain?
Bins.
Do you ever hear of people having anything called for wheat? What about wheat, where would they put it?
we grew some wheat when I was a kid. But, as I recall, we'd thresh it and load it in wagons and haul it to Jonesboro. We didn't store it. Well, now they do store it. No, I don't know. We had silos, you know, for ground up food and bins for our peas, our seed peas.
Uh-huh.
We didn't store any wheat, so
uh-huh.
I don't know what it would be called back then.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called a garner?
No.
Now the upper part of the barn would be called
the loft, hayloft.
Now, if you had before they put hay in bales, what would they do with it?
They go to the field, put on the wagons, drive in front of the hayloft. One man would take a pitchfork and pitch it up in the hayloft, and one or two or even three men, if necessary, would
mm-hmm.
take it, start to the back end with it. And just stack it full.
And then they'd stack.
Now, a few of the more modern farmers or the larger farmers had what they call a hay fork,
uh-huh.
run on a track and pulleys. And it had big tongs, you know, would come down and it'd grab a hold of a bunch of that hay. And then by manual rope pulleys, you would pull it up and then till it hit the track and then run it back down the rafters, the comb of the rafters, and dump it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't much faster than hand, so we never went that modern.
Mm-hmm.
We figured we needed the exercise, I guess, for a
little. Well, now, out in the field, if they had too much to put in the barn?
Put it in shocks.
Mm-hmm. Now, would that be covered, or how did they keep
some
that
of them covered
wet?
It, but most of the time, my dad, the practice he used, we had what we called whippoorwill pea hay, mostly, and then we grew some millet, and then we would cut crabgrass.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would store these peas on shocks, and then we would cap it. We called it capping it with the millet or the crabgrass, and it'd just settle down there till it'd shed water right off, just almost like a canvas. Few people would put it in one enormous shock and take canvas and cover it.
Oh, I see.
But we didn't. We put it in small shocks, and then when we did that, we would usually go out in the field with a hay baler then and draw the shock, pull the shocks into teams and to where the baler was stationed and bale it. It had to cure out. It had to go through a sweat.
If
it didn't, it would mold, you know, and ruin.